Welcome to the Build the Change Planet People podcast, brought to you by the LEGO Group and The Day.
Build the Change is a LEGO Group social impact program that is supported by the LEGO Foundation. It inspires children around the world to build a brighter future through play and gives them a voice on issues that matter to them.
My name is David, a LEGO person who loves the power of play, creativity and ideas.
And I'm Priya, a journalist who loves finding interesting people to talk to.
We are so excited you could join us today, whether that is in your classroom, your home, or in your LEGO club.
Now, as you know, this isn't just a podcast to listen to. It's a build-along podcast.
What does that mean?
Well, as you listen, we want you to join in with all the fun, whether it's drawing, building or crafting. We're here to spark your imagination.
That sounds epic. Right, what do our listeners need?
Anything you can find. Maybe it's a pencil and some paper. Perfect for doodling while we chat.
How about some Lego bricks to build along with? Or you could use clay, dough, or even raid your recycling bin for materials to upcycle. How about foraging outside for natural treasures?
Wow, that's a fantastic idea. But here's the best part. There's no wrong way to do it. Just have fun and see where your creativity takes you.
Brilliant. Right, I'm off to get my bricks.
And to our listeners, do you have something handy? If not, not a problem. Hit pause, gather what you need, and come back when you're ready. We'll be waiting right here.
I'm back. Right, what did I miss, Priya?
Oh, hey, David. I was just telling our friends to grab some materials they can get creative with.
Right, folks. Each episode focuses on an important topic. And today we will explore the wonders of nature and how we can bring even more of it to the places we live, learn and play.
So, to all our friends listening, for our mini challenge, we want you to draw, build or create something from nature that you find incredible. It could be an animal, a plant, a breathtaking place, a unique landscape feature, an insect, maybe a spider's web, or even an amazing type of mushroom. What natural wonders make you go, wow? Nature is so important, even in our busy towns and cities, yet it often gets overlooked in our daily lives.
You are so right, Priya. We forget how magical nature is and the many benefits it brings. Better mental and physical health, cleaner air, and thriving biodiversity.
Exactly. I always feel happier when I'm surrounded by nature. What about our friends listening? How do you feel when you're in nature?
Just 20 minutes outside can lower stress, improve health, and even help you sleep better. Nature keeps us active. It brings people together and connects us with wildlife, all while giving us cleaner air.
And the more we enjoy nature, the more we protect it. By planting trees, cleaning up, and caring for our planet, we need nature as much as it needs us.
Right, folks, I want you to close your eyes and picture a city street. What do you see? What do you hear? Is there any nature around?
Now, we want you to imagine pockets of green appearing. Look across the road and you'll see a pothole that's been turned into a miniature garden. And a bench where people can enjoy a sit down. You look up and see the lampposts with hanging plants and bird boxes. Even the tall skyscrapers have wild plants crawling up their sides.
We walk a little further and look down one of the alleyways. Oh my goodness, look at all those plants. Someone's also made some old wellies into a plant pot. Genius. And wow, there's an old telephone box that has been transformed into a greenhouse.
Let your imagination take you away. How could you bring more nature into your town, city, or your street.
It sounds like we really can have fun by integrating nature into our lives.
I love this idea. Let's hear from our planet person on how we can bring nature to people. In this episode, we talk to Elise Van Middelem, a nature and art superhero. She unites people to green cities, planting tiny magical forests in places like London and New York to help wildlife, clean the air, and create nature spaces for all.
Now, as you listen to our chat with Elise, jot down any thoughts and ideas that inspire you. Got a pen and paper? If not, hit pause and grab them. You won't want to miss this. Hi, Elise. So, tell us about what you do and why it matters to people.
So hi, David and Priya, thank you so much for having me today. You know, with that question, I would just like to start off with a visual. So imagine walking from your classroom or from your office straight into a lush pocket forest. And the air is just filled with the scent of wildflowers and the sound of birdsong is absolutely surrounding you. This is actually the future we envision. It's a world where cities and schools aren't just a concrete jungle, but a vibrant ecosystem in harmony with nature. So what do? You know, I bring nature back to daily life by creating ultra-dense pocket forests in cities. And I can hear you think, you know, how can you create a forest in a city? You know, do you not need a lot of space? But the beauty about these and the ones that we make is that on minimal space, like take your, at school, your tennis court. That tennis court we can transform in a really dense pocket forest because we start with the soil. We take away everything that, you know, covers the soil today. We bring it back to a healthy and natural habitat. And then we plant densely, like on 200 square meters, your tennis court, we would plant 600 trees. Imagine that's 3 trees a square meter. And why does that matter? Well, life doesn't thrive in isolation. Life needs to be wild and it needs to be tangled up with others. And that is exactly that same sensation that we have with nature around us, is that we need our hands in the soil. And once we have them in the soil, we just discover a world of possibilities. It helps imagination.
Love it. And as a naturalist myself, everything you say resonates big time with me. Brilliant. Thanks for sharing that.
So Elise, you made some really great examples there. Can you tell us why it's so important to actually bring nature into our everyday spaces and community?
Well, yes, absolutely. So Priya, I mean, to hear the birdsong in the middle of an urban chaos, we might not always reflect upon that, but you know, that it does so much to our mental well-being, is that reconnection with nature. So we are really hoping to bring that biodiversity to anyone, anywhere. And besides that environmental impact, which is the cleaner air and the healthier soil and the cooler temperatures in your city, it really is a place for people to come together. So that moment that we connect to nature is essential to her being. And this is also what led me to create this organization. You know, I really wanted to create a place where people could come together again and where they could reconnect to nature. And we see it today with the pocket forests that we create. They become really magnets for human connections. They're tiny, but they're mighty.
It's a delicate balance. How do we make sure in cities that there is enough space for plants and animals as well as people?
Sure. I mean, this is a big question and it's a challenging one, right? Because if you have a plot of land, are you going to create a housing on it or would you dedicate it to a pocket forest? So really we are every day challenged by that question, but I do think there's hope and it takes community movement. And this is the beauty again about the method, right? We can plant on minimal space. And by removing the concrete in our cities and by finding these small spaces, we can start to plant small pockets of this ultra dense, actually really beautiful forest.
I'm always amazed when I stand in just outside my office in the middle of London, and I can see a peregrine falcon flying overhead. I can hear a black redstart calling. I can see a cormorant flying down the road. It's just incredible that we have all this nature around us, and we can do so much more for it.
Wow, I'm feeling so inspired. How are you getting on at home with your build challenge? Did you know, according to the United Nations, by 2050, around 68% of the world's population is expected to live in cities. That means nearly 7 out of 10 people will be living in urban areas, making green spaces more important than ever for health, well-being, and the environment. Fascinating, right? Let's pause for a moment to work on our builds and hit play when you are ready to come back. You've just mentioned some really great benefits of having nature included in our sort of living spaces. But what are some things we might lose without even realizing it if we don't make space for nature in our lives?
That's a good question, Priya. I think we'd lose more than we can probably imagine. We have that connection to nature deep inside of us. All we need to do is to rekindle it and let it thrive. We can even bring it to a larger conversation, is that life springs from the soil, or food or clothes or resources. Everything depends on it. And then pollinators, you know, without pollinators, food fails to grow. And I can keep going on to that. So the connection to nature to me is really essential to our mental balance, to our relieving of the stress, and just to breathe clean air.
Can you give us, Elise, some examples of the most surprising or unexpected ways nature has been brought into our towns and cities?
To bring it back to a couple of stories, because there are some, you know, all of them surprise me. Because all of them, when we start, the soil is basically depleted. What does depleted mean? There's no more life. There is no more, you know, you can just feel that it is just there, but without any function. When the rain falls on it, the water doesn't even seep through it. It just runs off. No more health.
Wow.
And our forest maker, you know, we have people that work with us to create these forests. In Chile, one said to me, Elise, I'm so happy we're planting this forest and we're transforming a parking lot, because the soil dreams of being a forest. And I thought, you know, that is remarkable. It is really, imagine that you put yourself at the place of the soil. What would you like, you know, that life thrives, right? And so if you go to London, for example, in the South Bank, you know, we all know the South Bank complex, brutalist, concrete,
yeah,
jungle. There, what we did, and you can go visit that pocket forest, is that we literally depaved, which means we removed the concrete and we brought in engineered soil and created a pocket forest. But now this pocket forest, after a year, is thriving. Some trees are over 4 meters high. And
wow,
as soon as the temperatures rise, there's a 20 degrees difference sitting next to that pocket forest, as in, you know, walking on the concrete. So we can see that, you know, it's a surprise. There was no one ever sitting in that space, and all of a sudden, you know, life is happening.
So you've inspired all our listeners, and including myself and David. If someone wanted to create a mini nature friendly space at home or at their school, where would they start?
I would say, from everything that we said here today on the podcast, start by looking down. Look at what's under your feet. Is it concrete? Is it grass? Is it soil? Or is it rubble? Can you remove it? And I think I would start there. You know, start to restore the soil. creating healthy soil is really magic. This is where the imagination starts. And I think from there, you can just add plants, ideally native, maybe some that attract pollinators, and tend to them. Because one thing is to plant, but another thing is to make it grow. And I think this is also a beautiful act of love and sharing, is that, you know, you bring the beauty to a place.
Elise, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing with us the world of Tsugi and the wonderful projects you have happening around the world. Kids listening, please check them out. Teachers, educators, get them looking at those projects. They're incredible. Elise, from Priya and I, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Really, I loved it. And let's keep it wild, yeah?
Let's Amazing. Keep it wild. Thank you. Wow, what a conversation. I had no idea that we have that much influence on our surroundings. These small steps make a huge difference. Now, Priya, let's bring in our youth council to highlight key points on building for nature.
Tiny forests in cities. Even in small spaces, we can plant mini forests that help nature grow. Nature makes us happy. Being around trees and flowers helps us feel calm and less stressed.
Even a tennis court can be a forest. You don't need a huge space to grow a tiny forest, just a small patch of land.
Everything is connected. Trees, animals, and people all depend on each other to live.
Life comes from soil. Healthy soil helps plants grow, gives us food, and even helps animals find homes.
Cities can be wild too. Even in busy cities, birds, bees, and plants can live if we make space for them.
Nature brings people together. Green spaces become places where people can meet, play, and enjoy the outdoors.
Start small, grow big. Even a tiny plant in a pot can help nature. It all begins with a seed.
Let's keep it wild. The more we care for nature, the more it will take care of us.
Right, it's time to tell our friends about the Building for Belonging competition.
Drum roll, please. Your challenge is to use your imagination to create something green, awesome, and completely unexpected for your community. What if you could surprise your community with an unusual idea that brings the wonders of nature into busy everyday life?
We want you to share your ideas with us. Read the description or visit www.buildthechange.theday.co.uk to find out how to get your designs displayed in our online gallery for the whole world to see. You can also find out about our Building for Belonging competition to win some awesome prizes.
Now you have everything you need to continue with your build.
Oh, and it's almost time for us to say goodbye.
But before you go, remember you can find more podcasts, build challenges, our gallery, and even more fun over on our website. So until next time, it's goodbye for now. Bye.
Bye.